There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because of the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
I have a quick question for you. So what are you doing on a daily basis to better your mind, to better your brain, to associate yourself and hang out with people that will boost you up and bring you up and not always put you down? The reason that I ask that is I'm coming off of this weekend event. It's called Funnel Hacking Live. Many of you know that I run my business through a company called ClickFunnels, and it's a chance for all of us to get together, over 5,000 people. We were here in Nashville. It was unbelievable. And yes, there's the rah-rah, and you're hearing from Tony Robbins and some amazing speakers, but we're learning. And more importantly is we're surrounding ourselves with other people that are also learning. We're focusing on our goals, our visions, but more importantly, we're surrounding ourselves with other people that are focusing on the same thing. That is so important right now. A lot of times we feel trapped when we're in our towns. We're like, there's nobody here that believes in what I do. There's no one here that is really helping me or pushing me or motivating me. Well, the cool news is there's this thing called the internet. And you can find those people. If you're a musician and you feel that you live on an island all by yourself, heck, maybe you're listening to me and you really do live on an island. I don't mean it like that, literally. But if you feel that you're all alone, if you feel that no one understands you, you need to get yourself to the DIY Musician Conference coming up in August. It is by far the best live event where you can surround yourself by like-minded people, where you can get taught information from people in the industry that can help you get yourself to the next level. But here's the thing. You got to get in the game. You got to get in the room. So start doing whatever it takes now. If you need to, pick up the ticket now because it's the early bird rate, and that's going to go up real soon. It's still the best price of anything out there at any conference in the music space that I've ever been to, even at its full price. But go ahead and take advantage of that. If you're like, Rick, but I can't afford to get to Austin. No, the mindset that you should have in your brain is I cannot afford to not be there. I can't afford to not be there. I need to be around these people. I need to do whatever it takes. Go ahead now and, maybe start working an extra job. Anybody can drive for Uber, practically. If you can't drive for Uber, go out, start recycling cans, call your credit card company, increase your credit limit. Whatever it takes, you need to do what you can to be there. Now, I drink the Kool-Aid, folks. I practice what I preach. Just doing my taxes, last year, over $53,000 I spent in going to events, in coaching, in courses, in programs, all so that I could serve you better. So when these people come up and go, dude, I can't believe you're charging $97. I'm like, you should be grateful I'm charging only $97. Man, I can't believe it costs $2,000 to have you manage my career for a year. I say, you know what, my friend, you're a moron. If you can't afford to pay someone to work for you, shame on you. None of you guys are going to work for free. So this year, 2020 for me, is eliminating anyone who makes excuses. I don't want them in my life. I don't want them in my groups. They bring down the whole value of everything that it is that I'm trying to create. So I want you to think about that. If there's someone in your life that you're always showing up excited and you're always showing up pumped and they're like Debbie Downer, and sorry if your name's Debbie and you're a downer, but get them out of your life. Move. Don't associate with them. Find the Facebook groups. Find the podcast you can listen to. Do whatever it takes to step your game up this year, and that's going to start by putting yourself around better people. Okay? There's not everybody can go do what they want. The cool part about where I'm at in life right now is I get to pick and choose who I want in my world. Well, guess what? So do you. You know, I control these groups. These are my groups. I always tell someone, not all money's the right money. Just because someone can afford to come into my group, if they come into the group and they're always whining, complaining, they're negative to people, they're out, gone. I don't have any space for that. If people are in the group and they're not doing the work, gone. See ya. I don't have space for that. Life's too short. If we didn't realize that over the last couple weeks that everything's gone on, so do yourself a favor. Go ahead, secure yourself a ticket to the DIY Musician Conference. Go ahead, if this is your first time finding me, subscribe to this podcast. Go back, listen to all 180-something episodes. Go to my YouTube channel. If you're like, dude, I'm ready to step it up this year and you want to, you know, better your social media game, to better get to your fans, then go to socialmediaformusic.com. If you're like, man, I'm ready for you, I need a swift kick in the bottom, go to managemymusiccareer.com. There's no shortage of places for you to get information, free, paid, whatever it takes. It's all out there. I just want you to step up your game. Make a decision, then make it right, and don't think, just do. I got up this morning before recording this. I just invested in a challenge with a gentleman by the name of Nick Unsworth. Nick is fantastic. You can follow him on Instagram at NickUnsworth51. Life on fire. That's the challenge. I want to get a clear focus to where it is that I want to go. I want to create the vision board. I want to know exactly what it is that I'm doing. So by no means do I come on here. And by the way, if you ever hire a coach and they don't have a coach, get rid of them. Wrong coach for you. If you have someone that says you need to invest in programs in order to better yourself and they're not investing in programs to better themselves, get rid of that person too. There's a lot of people talking out there. You want to be the action takers. All right, I appreciate you. Now let's jump in to your questions.
Hi there, this is Brie Fox and I am a huge fan of your podcast, and I have been reading your $150,000 degree music book that you sent me. Thank you again. It's been very helpful. I've been reading it and I saw the section about having a live music producer. And I was curious to know the importance of having one. If I do get one, what are some attributes I should look for, some pros and cons? And also, is having a live music producer necessary for live shows when I could just be the live music producer for my own band? Thank you very much.
Brie, first off, thank you for taking the time to ask a question. And it's a great question. A live music producer is a must if you want to take it to the next level. Now, whether you can go out and hire someone like Tom Jackson, who, in my opinion, is the best live music producer in the world. You can find out more about Tom by going to onstagesuccess.com. Tom is who Taylor hired in the beginning. He actually created one of her world tours. A live music producer helps you create moments and things like that. So what a lot of times will happen is people will come to like the DIY Musician Conference. Tom will take a band and he'll walk you through the process, and then you have the ability at that point to go purchase his book, his DVDs, but you need to learn it from someone, Brie, because that's what a good live music producer does, is they're able to teach you in a way that you can then become the live music producer for your band on a consistent basis. I know a lot of labels right now, before their artists will go out on tour, they'll fly Tom out, he'll spend the day with them, and then, you know, they have these ideas. And I tell you this, if you go watch a Tom Jackson event, you will never practice the same way again, whether Tom's there or not. That's how valuable it is. He's got some amazing associates. Amy is one of my favorite people. So go check out Tom Jackson's stuff. But yes, all of you, if you want to take it to the next level, whether you're a singer-songwriter, whether you're a full band, doesn't matter what genre, if you perform live, you need to have at some point a live music producer, whether it be of someone in person, someone's video, someone's collect, you know, learn from someone. But I suggest learning from the best. In my opinion, that person is Tom Jackson. Great question, Brie. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're enjoying the book. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and thank you for the question. As you see, there is no one-size-fits-all model with the music business, so I do appreciate that. To help you figure out where you are and where you want to get to, head on over to the website, rickbarker.com, and take the Are You Ready for a Manager assessment. While you're there, you can also click on the podcast link and leave a message. And who knows, maybe you'll be featured in an upcoming episode. If you know someone who can benefit from this, I would really love it if you would give it a share, if you would subscribe it onto whatever platform that it is that you're listening to. And I will talk to you on the next episode. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.